Hello and welcome to the Bob Edwards Show for Thursday, July 31st. The Cold War with the Soviet Union was fought with many weapons. There were spies, a space race, and even a book. Today we'll hear the story of Dr. Zhivago, Boris Pasternak's tale of love and loss following the Bolshevik Revolution. Banned in the Soviet Union, the novel earned Pasternak the Nobel Prize for Literature and embarrassment for Moscow. Washington Post editor Peter Finn and Russian writer Petra Kuvey are the authors of The Zhivago Affair. And later in the hour, actor Chadwick Boseman and director Tate Taylor on their new film titled Get On Up. It's a biopic about the late great godfather of soul, the hardest working man in show business, James Brown. The publication of Dr. Zhivago is one of the most dramatic episodes of the Cold War. After Soviet authorities refused to publish Boris Pasternak's novel love story set in the Russian Revolution, the author slipped a copy of the manuscript to an Italian journalist in 1956, who smuggled it out of the country. The novel was quickly translated into Italian and became an international bestseller. At the same time, the CIA secretly published a Russian-language edition of Dr. Zhivago and had it smuggled back into the Soviet Union, where it became an underground hit. Dr. Zhivago became even more well-known after the Hollywood movie, starring Omar Sharif and Julie Christie, came out in 1965. A new book recounts the international intrigue around publication of the book. It's called The Zhivago Affair, The Kremlin, The CIA, and The Battle Over a Forbidden Book. The authors are Washington Post editor and former Moscow bureau chief Peter Finn and Petra Kuvey, a writer and translator who teaches at St. Petersburg University. Welcome to the program, both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
What made you want to revisit this story now?
Well, I think it took some time before this book came out. We've been working on this for 5-6 years. I wrote a piece when I was in Moscow about a Russian writer who claimed that the CIA won the Nobel Prize for Pasternak. That later proved to be untrue. But I became interested in the subject, in him as a writer, started reading. At the same time, a Dutch journalist introduced me to Petra, who had written a piece about the Dutch involvement in the printing of Dr. Zhivago for the CIA. And at a certain point, we decided to join forces and work on it together.
Petra, what was Boris Pasternak's background?
He was a poet, and Dr. Zhivago was actually his first novel. And he was quite known as a poet, especially...